Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as our nation's wild horse and burro populations continue to explode on our federal lands across the West, a court-ordered injunction has been ordered in place to halt research exploring surgical sterilization. A few days ago, I talked with the National Horse and Burro Rangeland Management Coalition's chairman, Ethan Lane.
Calling it out of control is exactly the right way to describe this situation as numbers continue to explode across the West. We are looking at a situation with this injunction where the BLM has really made an effort to try to get a handle on the population on range in a non-lethal way that appeals to some of these radical activist groups that stop any progress from moving forward on this issue.
Andy says this surgical sterilization plan was actually initiated by the BLM and went through the NEPA process to try to appease these radical animal activist groups.
This is the end result of a study that the BLM undertook. Of course, this is the federal government, so everything has to be subject to a NEPA process. And they went through this NEPA process to determine the feasibility of conducting permanent sterilization on mares being removed from the range.
And for more information, visit us at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.